Good morning, hello. I say good morning, even though it is 4:23 p.m. the day whenever I am chatting with Ocean Denham. Hello, hello.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Oh, it is a pleasure, truly. Anyone who is enlivening the Ōtautahi comedy scene like you are, of course they're welcome on my show.
Oh, thank you.
Truly, truly, from the bottom of my heart, like, you do so much fantastic work and you light up the stage, so yes, it's really cool to have you here. I guess the first thing is just how it feels to be continually at Wonder Bar, living your I'm Not Australian tour life.
Yeah, I'm very, very lucky. I feel like the show kind of formed overseas, hence the name, and then I kind of brought it back and I've been very fortunate to travel around New Zealand with it, so very, very lucky.
What are some of the nichest places you've been with the tour? I see that through your Facebook that there's so many cool, like, nooks and crannies, it seems, that you've been performing in.
Yes, I've been very, very lucky to be performing around Aotearoa quite a lot. I performed the show in a cafe, so that was really awesome to have a really small, intimate venue, and then we performed it in Wellington, and that was actually our first time in Wellington Fringe, and we sold out, so that was 120 people, which was awesome. And then, yeah, right here in Ōtautahi, we're bringing it straight to Wonder Bar, but it has also been in Little Andromeda Theatre and also Good Times Comedy Club.
I just cut out 2 minutes of content for anyone listening in, but yes, Ocean and I just realising all of our Christchurch connections.
Wild! Amazing. You just never know, eh?
Oh, truly, truly. So, back to I'm Not Australian, what's the show about?
I basically was very fortunate to have travelled around Europe, and while I was doing it, I went over there being like, you know what, Ocean, you're going to be on Broadway, huh? Like, strap in, you're going to be a star. And then when I went there, reality hit, and that's not actually what happened. You know what I mean? I kind of had this preconceived idea of my OE experience, and then I got there, you know, and I was determined to be on a cruise ship or do something in musical theatre, because that was my degree. And then when I got there, I kind of fell into comedy.
You fell into comedy. Interesting.
Yeah, I say fell into comedy because I was going to auditions, you know, really marketing myself as a cabaret performer, which I still identify as. But when I was rocking up there, the British public would perceive, like, cabaret as burlesque. So when I go to auditions, they'd expect me to be, like, really, really sexy. And I've got the sex appeal as a bit of, like, a potato. So, like, I don't feel like they don't market it like we do here. So when I'd rock up, they'd really expect me to be burlesque. And that is a beautiful art form. But I in no way, shape or form can do that. So I then had to start marketing myself as a comedian. And then I kind of just ended up becoming one.
Oh, you love to hear. I wonder how many people legitimately were like, I am comedian, comedian is me, that is my direction.
Yeah, I don't feel like there's many of us.
Well, kudos to them. If you're listening in, kudos to them.
Yeah, I feel like it's one of those things that a lot of people just fall in love with. Like, it's a very beautiful, very misunderstood art form, I think.
Well, how did you fall in love with comedy then?
I think I just watched lots of it online, and I fell in love with the likes of, like, Billy T and Charlie Chaplin, and I didn't even realise that I was that funny, because, like, people were just laughing at me, and now they laugh with me, and I get money, so, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I mean, hello, come on now, I love it.
I know.
Well, how antipodean is the show, considering Australia and New Zealand, you're bridging this gap with the show, so I guess, what's it been like in that sense, I guess, performing for maybe an Australian audience, New Zealand audience?
I actually have had both. Quite a lot of Australians and quite a lot of Kiwis have been watching my show. The show itself is about my overseas experience and all the things that happened to me, which are all true stories, and it's accompanied by music that I wrote myself. And when I end up performing, I feel like people can understand where the title comes in, because if you're ever a New Zealander that has travelled, the one thing that people will ask you is, oh my God, are you from Australia? And I'll be like, no, I'm not Australian. And that's where the title came from.
Amazing. Oh God, I love it. Well, how has music and cabaret taken, I guess, form in your comedy then?
I feel like I went to NASDA, which is the National Academy of Singing and Dramatic Arts, and I trained there for 3 years. And I told myself, as much as I want to do comedy, I didn't want to do anything that I wouldn't be proud of, in a sense. Like, I wasn't really trained in comedy when I got into it, so I was like, okay, I need to sing, like, you know, if I'm really, really bad, at least I've got singing to pull me through. And then I realized, oh, actually I'm quite good, so I don't need the music. But then by that point I'd established kind of like my niche, which is, you think that you know what kind of stand-up I'm doing, and then bang, I'm gonna sing a song about pooing myself on the tube.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry. I'm going to have to edit out my laughing.
Okay.
It's too good. Amazing. Gosh. So I want to ask about just being a woman on stage. What's it like in that sense, considering the New Zealand comedy scene?
It's a really hard question because I feel very, very lucky to be in such a beautiful place like Otatahi, where there is other people who identify as female who are really supporting and really uplifting in the community. Like, I've never ever felt like that, so it's really, really, it's so supportive that sometimes I'm like, I don't want to travel away from Otatahi because I've got my people here with other people that identify as female within the community. But also, being somebody who is a female in comedy is sometimes quite hard. Like the heckling, or sometimes things that get said about me, or, you know, like, sometimes because I'm joking about myself, people feel like that's a forefront for them to do that. And the area gets quite grey for some people, where they think that they can talk inappropriately to me because they feel like that I'm a woman who does comedy, so it's okay.
Yeah, 100%. Whereas that allowance is totally not there.
Yeah, no. And I feel like if I was to, my stand-up is very much like, this is how I am, and you either love me or hate me. It's kind of like Marmite. I don't even like Marmite, but it's one of those things that, you know, if I was to talk about what I talk about and I identified it as a man, no one would probably bat an eyelid. But because I'm a woman, it's got that shock factor, which works in my favor for a lot of my, you know, a lot of my stand-up. I'm not going to say it doesn't, but for a lot of it also, there is some really not nice things said about me, or a lot of people who identify as female within the comedy community.
100%. Well, gosh, we can only make steps forward, trust and believe. And I mean, even seeing the good people line up, I'm pleased to see the diversity that is present within our comedy scene.
Yeah, it's definitely getting there. I'd say that the comedy scene is really, really working towards making beautiful, diverse lineups, like the non-male comedy nights that they do once a month at Good Times.
Good folks.
Really, yeah, yes. Good folks for good jokes. Yeah, good jokes for good folks.
I want to touch on, I guess, confidence then. It's a common theme throughout some of your answers so far about how you've built, I guess, a realization of, oh, well, I'm a comedian, you know, I don't need these things behind me, perhaps. So I guess, how has that confidence manifested itself in you? What's been that process like?
I personally suffer quite bad with OCD and anxiety, so I never thought that I'd be able to travel, let alone travel like alone. So it was a really, really big step for me. And then I feel like when I was over there, I was like, I've got nothing to lose and everything to gain. And I just kind of went over there with the idea of, everyone doesn't need to like my comedy, but everyone should get the chance to see it. So I just wanted to get out there. And then coming home, I was had the same kind of approach. Like, theatre is subjective. People don't need to like me. I don't need validation from other people. As long as I'm happy with what I've done and I'm respecting other people and I'm not tearing other people down, then it's all in good jest. Do you know what I mean?
100%. And you should be more than happy with your stuff, because hell yeah.
Yeah, it's just one of those things. Like, I really, really admire anyone who gets up on stage and does something, whether or not I completely understand it. There's always going to be an admiration and a respect behind that.
I've got to ask you what your karaoke songs are, because I love going down to Good Times for a karaoke. So what are your favourite songs to sing?
Oh, I do froth to a bit of Shrek. Do love a bit of Shrek. I mean, it's not actually even from Shrek. It's I Need a Hero, but I just it really resonates with me with Shrek, so.
Yeah, it's all ogre now. Yes.
Exactly. It is all ogre now. I think it's weird because obviously with the show I wrote my own music, so now it's I don't think I can go back from that.
Oh, true. You've dipped your toes in the original song waters and now you can't go back.
Yeah, the idea of paying for rights, I'm just like, oh, it's already a struggle to be an artist in Aotearoa, let alone pay for rights, so, yeah.
Oh my gosh. Well, it's been great talking to you, Ocean. Is there anything else? I guess, what is the future going to have in store?
I'm not too sure, really. I'm starting to write another show. I actually started to write 3 shows, but I don't know how far each and every one of them will get. I'm hoping to dip my toes in a different style of comedy and just create a different audience.
Comedy is for everyone.
100%. I think it's definitely exposure. People need to see it and get out more and understand that actually it's probably for them. They just don't realize.
Oh, yes, they don't realize it. See, if you're listening to this right now, then this is in the next week, you better go down to a comedy club. I'm just saying. And that comedy club could be Wonder Bar right when Ocean is performing with I'm Not Australian, which would be a great choice. There you go.
Exactly. Thank you for plugging me there. Definitely. I 100% agree. I back that statement.
Yes, this statement brought to you by RDU Breakfast and Ocean Denham.
Yes, exactly.
Thank you so much again, Ocean.
Thank you so much for having me.